in terms of the decision making, who is likely to get involved when we're talking about a pivot? Why? How does it impact the project and the team? I think you were just covering, actually, it was a perfect segue into what you were saying before. When you work in corporates, you have all this line management. There might be education and capability that's yet to be built. So let's talk a little bit in detail around decision making, who is involved, why, and how it impacts the project and the team.
In early stage startups, it's a dead given who does the sort of decision making, right? It's the founders, and usually with some sort of vision person in there who has a little bit more sway that the vote or the voice carries a little bit more because they had the idea. So in the early stage startup, that's clear. When we move into corporate, when we move into entrepreneurship, the waters get a little bit muddled. I am of the opinion it should be more or less the same who does the decision in the early days, right? I don't see any benefit of having higher management or management involved in the pivot process other than getting reported to each week about how and what and why, right? So they can make a qualified opinion about, was it the right management decision? Was it the right decision of the entrepreneurs to do this or that? But I think it should be left up to, at least in the very initial stages, when we're talking about we don't know if it's a problem or need, or maybe we know it's a problem or need now, and we're trying some different solutions to make sure that it fits with the expectations and the jobs to be done from the customer. That's also what I would call an early stage. Now, if you need to pivot somewhere where it actually has an impact on the bottom line demonstratively, sure, management needs to be on board. Absolutely. But if you're going to have a process where everything is sort of left up to a committee, or if you're going to have like a sort of a hand-holding process where you're actually not enabled, you're just sort of a proxy for someone else's opinion. First of all, you're not going to be very motivated. Second of all, it's going to be opinions versus facts, which never ends very well. So I think you want to, at least the way I see it, is to emulate as much as you can from an early stage startup. But of course, having some supervision along the way, but assuming that the entrepreneurs know what they're doing. And let's say now that, okay, we also assume that everybody has some level of competence with the new ways of doing innovation in a more scientific manner, with holding ourselves accountable and doing innovation accounting and all those good stuff, using data, using facts, actually defining pass-fail tests and so on and so forth, so we know in advance what we're trying to test. And then actually we can have a qualified adult discussion about why did we pivot, should we pivot, and so on and so forth. But I think at the end of the day, especially in the early days, the entrepreneur should be the person or the team that does the decision making, only sort of advised by the management.
Yeah, and look, I certainly was part of a pretty significant project where we certainly had to pivot quite significantly. And it was really important for people that were closest to the customer and actually understood, like you said, upfront, where is the data coming from? Who is actually listening to customers and what they're saying? Is there a product market fit already? So I've certainly been on the side of having to pivot and having to carry the communication up the line with the team, and it's not easy. So that's why this was a topic I really wanted to have the conversation about, because
I can totally relate.
It's like you said, with early founders, you start something, you feel like you understand the problem, you're building something, you get resources, and you go and start validating, you go, we need to pivot. And we can't wait very long, even though it might have been announced already externally, this we need to do the right thing. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of complexities in large organizations in that process. I know personally, I certainly went through a pretty rough time, to be perfectly honest. This is not something that is done easily, especially when, you know, you're carrying brand weight and risk and anyway. So, this is a topic close to my heart.
Mine too. I just wanted to add to that I want to acknowledge the context that the entrepreneur is in, because it's completely different than the early stage startup in the way that you're now talking to and talking about and alluding to, because let's not forget that they're dealing with management that has a completely different set of politics maybe than themselves. So there's a whole different level of complexity, whereas you might be so close to the customers that you know exactly what they need, and you know what the product positioning needs to be, and you know what the value proposition is, you know how to reach them. That may or may not be on goal with what the management has in mind for their next KPIs to advance into the boardroom. So we're dealing now with intra-politics, you know, inter-corporate politics, personal politics, career politics. There's a lot of things that should not really be sort of included in a decision-making process about which product the market wants. But unfortunately, of course, because we're in that kind of setting, it's unavoidable, at least for now. I don't know a good answer how to avoid it now, other than giving more autonomy to the teams.
Oh, but look, even running these sessions and getting more people aware and understanding a lot of the complexities on topics that entrepreneurs face, I think this is an area that is of so much interest globally, that just having, you know, this, of course, this session video and many others around the entrepreneurship context and educating more people and bringing them in the journey, it's probably the only way. So, look, from my perspective, I'm going to be wrapping this up soon. But before I do that, of course, I'd like to ask if there's anything else you'd like to add or share before I do a very close, finish the session. Anything else? Cool.
Well, I thought I could end with a sort of interesting, funny story about an actual pivot. One of my favorite pivots, because we talked a lot about theory right now, right? It's almost a little bit academic at times. So let's talk about a simple pivot that was quite funny. One of my best, or the team that was probably one of my best students, I was doing a what you call a Lean Launchpad program for early stage entrepreneurs in Cologne. And the first one, I think, was 2012 or early 2013. Anyway, that doesn't really matter. Now, they wanted to make, back then, they wanted to make an Uber clone. So this was probably when Uber was completely new. It was showing some traction in the States. And sort of a team of people who had day jobs came in for this evening program and wanted to test if this could be a business. What they basically found out by doing customer interviews and to the point of doing illegal, well, I wouldn't say illegal, but gray zone things, they were sitting with the taxi drivers in the cars driving with the customers, which in Germany, they were based in Germany, is not allowed, and getting great insights. I mean, they were sitting with the people who were riding in the cabs, and they were sitting talking to the customer, to the taxi drivers in the cabs, and also private, private cars, so on and so forth. And basically they found out, also talking to lawyers and stuff, that it would be illegal basically to do the service that they had in mind. And they basically found out that it was not a battle that they were capable or actually interested in taking, because they probably also saw that Uber will be taking this battle to a lot of countries anyways. So what is the value in having an illegal service when another larger illegal service, at least in Germany, would get here? So actually they were right on that. Later, just a caveat or a side note, the courts later ruled that Uber was illegal in Germany. for right or for wrong. That's a whole different discussion. But the cool thing here was, and the crazy thing was, regardless of how you want to see it, they actually picked up on the methodologies, and the learning was quite immense. I mean, like I said, it's the best learners I ever had. To the point of quitting their jobs, founding another company that is now providing corporate entrepreneurs with education and help using the methodologies that I taught them, which I was taught by Steve Blank and the whole startup movement. So basically, they went from wanting to make a Uber clone, finding out maybe that wasn't to them and it would be a great battle, and pivoting to a point where they actually found out, hey, we can use this to build a great company providing basically the same services I provide. So I was quite lucky to make my best competitors out of it, to a company that actually provides entrepreneurs and large companies with education and help on innovation using the lean methodologies. So I thought that was quite funny. It's a testament to how good they could learn.
There you go. I think that's just a perfect note to finish the conversation, because it actually brings the best of what a pivot is all about. Where is a need in the market? And it also ties in beautifully with, what this whole concept of entrepreneurship is all about. There are many large organizations that will continue to address big challenges. They need to work differently. They need to embrace innovation. And it's going to be through entrepreneurs. So if there's more people that you've trained, that are able to advise and support and help entrepreneurs, I think that's exactly what we need. And that's exactly what this conference and all these topics and these conversations are about. So what a great way to end. Thank you so much for your time with that. I really appreciate it. It's been such a pleasure to meet you. Hopefully next time I'll meet you in person when I'm around there. Or if you're coming to Melbourne, to Australia, please let me know.
Will do. Thank you so much for having me. It's been very great.
Awesome. Thanks for that. See you.
See you.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye.